Blackstone Audio presents The Red Thread by Anne Hood. For Annabelle. There exists a silken red thread of destiny. It is said that this magical cord may tangle or stretch, but never break. When a child is born, that invisible red thread connects the child's soul to all the people, past, present, and future, who will play a part in that child's life. Over time, that thread shortens and tightens, bringing closer and closer those people who are fated to be together. Orientation. A bird does not sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song. Chapter 1. Maya. In her sleep, Maya dreamed of falling, but in her waking life, she was as solid as a tombstone. People relied on her. They trusted her for support and help and advice. That was why she sat in her friend Emily's kitchen, listening to Emily complain about her marriage and her stepdaughter Chloe, and her childless suburban life. The kitchen had been decorated to look like something in the French countryside, all exposed wood and large stones. The fact that Emily didn't cook made the kitchen even more ridiculous. "Why are you grinning?" Emily asked. Maya said, "You don't even like France, and you have these big signs hanging here." Maya pointed to one with a huge pink pig and the word cochon written in white below it. "I do like France," Emily said. "I just didn't like..."